Welcome to Community Connections. I'm Alan Collier and it's my pleasure to be with you for the next 2 hours. In the first hour, we've got Gabby from Yarra Rangers Kindergarten. So we'll be talking about what's been happening this term and also get a bit of an idea if anything's changing for the next term and when they start back and all that. And then in the second hour, we've got PI Peter to come in and tell us what's been going on in the world of the PI. We've just had a little problem with getting together. So, are you there, Gabby?
I am here.
Terrific. Now we're away. Gabby, welcome to Community Connections yet again.
Thank you.
And let me just say, before we get started, I was having a look at the podcast. We did a podcast. Well, there'll be a podcast of this show go up in a couple of weeks. But we also did Choice Tunes with you a few weeks ago, and there's a podcast up there for anybody who wants to know a bit more about Gabby and her life, not only her life but the music that's had an influence, or I don't say an inspiration, but part of her life. So if you go to our website, the 3Ws, yarravalleyfm.org.au, click on the bit that says podcast. When the second screen comes up, look at Choice Tunes. Click on that and go down about three and you'll find Gabby there, so you can find all about Gabby. But we're here to talk about Yarra Rangers Kindergarten. Gabby, I guess everyone, well, we're getting towards winding down now, but how's the last term been for you?
The last term has been incredibly busy, very, very busy year. Yes, we've had our first COVID babies come through this year. So every term in kindergartens is very busy, but this one's probably been even busier. So people are pretty tired.
I guess I know that the schools for the young people who are going to start school next year, it's been a bit of a challenge because some of those children missed 2 years of socialising with at kindergarten. But I guess it doesn't probably make a lot of difference to the COVID babies coming into the kindergarten, does it?
Oh, most definitely it does. Absolutely. Oh, yes. Well, look, all of our bachelor qualified teaching staff, so they have the same qualifications as the primary schools, and so people sort of think that it's sometimes, and we're not allowed to say this, they think it's childcare. It's actually not. It's an educational setting.
Yep.
And so we are noticing very much some significant differences. Yeah, so we're definitely noticing differences in how children play. So we would normally see, particularly with four-year-old kinder, that children are playing together. And they often start with what we call parallel play. So they'll often play on their own at first, and then as they develop, they'll play on their own but side by side, noticing each other, and then they'll move towards playing together. And that is quite delayed. So a lot of our children.
Sorry, is it mainly the social skills that they are sort of lacking a bit of?
No, it's both. So definitely the social skills has been very difficult. And in terms of where some of our children are educationally, that's been really interesting as well, because what we're seeing is either children that are really far behind in terms of meeting benchmarks, and then we've got other children that are quite advanced. And you can imagine some families, you know, they've been trying to do full-time work, might be keeping up with three or four children, doing a whole lot of things. And then you'll have other families, for example, where they might be working, say, in COVID, I'm talking about part-time, and may have one child. So that child's actually going to get a lot more one-to-one attention than they may have in normal times, COVID or, you know, pre-COVID. So we're seeing some children that are actually quite advanced academically because they've had a lot of that teaching at home, and then others that are quite far behind. So, but nothing sort of the norm this year, which makes it really hard.
It makes it hard, doesn't it?
It does. It makes it really hard to set your program. And then, because normally, you know, they have a fair idea of what are some of the challenges they're going to have, but this year's been, you know, again, another completely different experience.
Gabby, have you found any of the young people coming through are maybe a bit advanced on reading because they're at home and mum and dad were reading more to them than what they would have in the past?
Yes, definitely. Yep, reading, writing, yep, Yep, definitely. So, you know, a lot of them are far more advanced in terms of, you know, post writing, being able to write their names and various other things. Yes, we've got a few that are quite advanced and a lot that are really struggling.
Well, and if it's pretty hard, the problem's been, and you'd know this better than I, of course, Dad's trying to do work from home. Mum's in another room. She's trying to work from home. And yeah. And you alluded to it a few minutes ago. You might have three or four children, two of them at primary, two of them at college. And so it was very hard to sort of even look after them, let alone try to progress them, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, because it's online, not everyone had, and particularly for some of our more vulnerable families, they don't have computers.
Mm.
So, you know, it's very hard to have everything went online. And so we had some families, and this is the same in the primary schools and the high schools, but for our sessional kinder sessions, you know, we did have children continuing through COVID, but not all families have computers. So that's made it difficult for all years of education.
Yeah, that is one of the, in some ways, the big winner that we were able to go online. But if you didn't have the facilities, and let's face it, a lot of families struggled because of COVID financially. So
we had a lot of children trying to share computers. So it would have created a lot of anxiety, I think, for not only for those parents but for their children as well, when they're worrying that they're not being able to get on and, you know, be on as much, say, as some of their peers because they're sharing a computer.
Yeah, that's a good point. I hadn't even thought of that. But when you think if mum and dad are working from home and then you've got four children, there's got to be six computers. And sometimes the internet won't cope with six of them on at once either.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Good point.
Yep. And not all, you know, workplaces had to gear up to be able to provide all their stuff with computers either. So there's a definite shortage that, people would be dropping out all the time. Little ones would be, you know, often have to be supervised by older children if parents are working. So that's all had an impact, obviously, on the children that we're seeing come through sessional. And in terms of our preparation for school, the kindergartens are obviously very focused on making sure that that children are school ready.
Yep.
And that's been a big challenge, big, big, big challenge this year. And it follows, you know, a couple of years of kindergartens being one of the only places that did remain open as much as possible.
Yep.
And obviously within, you know, strict guidelines. So they're pretty tired, our teachers.
I was going to say, the teachers will be counting down the days.
They are. Yeah, they most certainly are.
Gabby, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Picture a new you. conversation, a little more action, please. Yarra Valley FM 99.1, baby.
And I'm talking to Gabby from Yarra Rangers Kindergartens, and we've been talking about the effect that COVID's had on the last 3 months of the year for them. And, of course, we know that it's affected a lot of the schools as well. Not so much, well, they were always under threat of maybe having to close down again because you weren't too sure this year, but certainly a lot of the children that are going through all these places at the moment have suffered very badly with COVID as far as social isolation and all that. Gabby, it's not very often we can talk about something for free, but I believe you want to tell us about something that's free coming up.
Yes. I don't know if everyone was following the election spruiking, but there's been a significant investment in the early years. And so from next year onwards, all kindergarten, sessional kindergarten for 3 and 4 year olds is free. So there's no fees, and for Yarra Rangers Kinders, the only fee is there's a one-off administration fee when people enrol, but which is $25, so quite manageable.
Yep.
And that's all it's going to cost you next year for your children to go to both 3 and 4 year old kindergarten. So we'd really encourage people. It's really good for children, for their development, for their socialisation, to get ready for school, be school ready. You can do 3 and 4 year old kindergarten, and you can also attend. You can make arrangements for those children, for example, that go to long daycare. They can do sessional kinder around long daycare. Some long daycares will run sessional kinder within them. We have 21 centres across the Yarra Ranges, and we run services just for 3 and 4 year olds for sessional kinders. So
that's terrific, isn't it?
I mean,
we know that with another announcement that there's another increase on interest. It's certainly great for the. There's no holding. There's no reason for the child to be held back, is there, for them to miss out?
No, absolutely not. Absolutely not. And we've got some very talented teachers and educators out there. So we also run programs. If you have a child with special needs, you're most welcome to give us a call, because we welcome all children and we want to make it as accessible as possible. So for some children, they may need additional support, and we'll work with families to make sure that that additional support is in place, because we do not want any child to miss out.
Gabby, you say that they will need additional support. Does that incur a cost, or is that still free under the new scheme as well?
No, it's still free. So every child is welcome. And then depending on what their needs are, if they're funded through NDIS, they may get additional help there, and we would help coordinate that. There's other services. There's a service run by Uniting where we can apply for additional supervision time, for example. So if your child needs additional help, we will have an additional person on to make sure that we still have children in a safe ratio, teacher to child ratio, but it means that we also have time to attend to individual children's needs that might be slightly different to the rest of the children at the kindergartens.
Gabby, and I suppose to be honest, some of those children is probably every bit as important, if not more important, that they are involved, aren't they? So that by the
Absolutely.
Time they get to school, they're not behind.
Absolutely, yes. And so, for example, children that have come from migrant backgrounds, for example, will get priority. So yeah. Even if we're full, we will prioritise those children, children from Aboriginal backgrounds and children that have been involved in the child protection system, whether that's just, you know, one phone call, or mum or dad might have had a history when they were younger, or older siblings. They don't necessarily need to have be supported by child protection at the moment. It might have been in the past, they will automatically get priority access.
Oh, right. So I guess, and as we get close to 1 o'clock, we'll give people all the contact details, such as phone number, email addresses, and also websites so they can have a look at it. But I guess anything that's free draws a lot of people out of the crowd. So I guess what you're going to say, people need to get in fairly quickly, don't they?
Yes. We are filling up, but we do. So we have some centres that are always full and at capacity, but we have other centres that are quite low in numbers still. So we're very keen to fill all of those. And because we have 21 kinders, and we're going to 22 next year because we have Selby Kindergarten joining us as early years managers in end of term one next year as well. We have a number of kinders, so if we can't get you into your kinder of first choice, we often will have a kinder that's very nearby that we can offer you as a second priority or a third priority. So it's highly unlikely we can't fit you in somewhere close to where you live, but a lot of our kinders that are further out, like Warburton, Belgrave, Upway, for example, they still have spots vacancies, and we're really keen to fill them.
Yeah.
The more children at kinder, the better the socialisation. And, you know, we've got great facilities out there, so we don't want to see them just sitting there not being utilised.
And I guess the other thing is too, you don't want – there's no reason, if things are free, for the child to slip behind just because mum and dad can't afford it, because if it's free,
that's
it's free.
That's right. And the hours can vary. So if, for example, your child can't do, you know, a full 15 hours of four-year-olds, for example, they can negotiate to do less, or they can negotiate to build that up. We really try to attend to every individual child's needs, and we recognise that some – you know, they have a slow burn. We recognise, particularly again after COVID, that some children are having quite significant attachment challenges.
Yep.
And we will work with parents so that children can get the best possible experience that they can.
Sound terrific. Gabby, I've just got to take another quick break and we'll be back with more.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. Hey, I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style. Ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't
worry. Be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, don't worry, don't do it. Be happy. Put a smile on your face. Don't bring everybody down like this. Don't worry. It will soon pass, whatever it is. Don't worry, be happy.
Now, it's not an accident that I put that song in, and it's Bob McFerrin and Don't Worry, Be Happy. I know a lot of people stress out at this time of year that can't get everything done and, you know, Christmas is coming and haven't got all the presents and all that, but don't worry, be happy, because tomorrow... And the next song I'm going to play was all about the sun's going to shine tomorrow. So I know that some people do get stressed out. Shouldn't be getting stressed out at Christmas time, because it's a great time. So just lay back, be happy, and the sun's going to shine tomorrow, no matter what happens, we hope. Gabby, I'm talking to Gabby from Yarra Rangers Kindergarten. Gabby, we've heard a little bit about there's a whole lot of changes coming to the sector, this sector in 2023 and beyond. Can you bring us up to date on what they are and how they will affect Mr. and Mrs. Average Plus?
Yeah, sure. Look, we started talking about them before, and the biggest change is the moving to the free kinder. New South Wales has a sort of similar system, but they actually can charge a gap with the free kinder, whereas Victorian families, it is a guaranteed free service. So first in the country, I believe, so that's pretty exciting. What also is happening, and it's supposed to be rolling out basically over the next decade, which is good in that it's a realistic timeline, but it's actually quite stressful for some of the teaching staff because it does raise a whole lot of questions that can't be answered at the moment with any huge government initiative. The aim is overall to have free kinder and to continue to increase the hours significantly for both 3 and 4-year-olds. So at the moment, this year is the first year that we've been offering that you have to offer up to 5 hours kindergarten access for 3-year-olds. And that's quite a big change because if you think about it for teaching staff, some 3-year-olds are still in nappies, for example. That, you know, people have got different children have got different levels of development. So usually by 4, they're a bit more developed in terms of their toilet training and some of those other things. So we're now actually having to accommodate 3-year-olds that will be in nappies, for example. That changes things significantly because if nothing else, changing a nappy takes quite a bit of time. So, in terms of ratios, it's a great initiative, but there's sort of some problems like that still need to be ironed out. But the main things are that we, over this time, eventually, every 3-year-old will be offered up to 15 hours free kindergarten, and every 4-year-old will be offered up to 30 hours free kindergarten. Now, and that there will be a much closer connection with schools. So there will be at least 50 new centres that will be built on primary schools. Brand new centres. The first sort of 18 spots have been announced. They're looking at the most vulnerable communities and looking at what's available in communities first. So, and none of the first lot are in the Yarra Ranges, but they may be into the future a new centre. And the changes also focus very much on trying to enhance the links even more closely between kindergartens and starting school. So there's a real encouragement that that buildings will be built on schools and not sort of standalones as they've been. We've talked before about our Mount Dandenong kindergarten that unfortunately was demolished by the tree, and that kindergarten will need to be, the whole building has to be completely rebuilt. And so there was a recent announcement which fits in with the reforms that it will actually go at the Mount Dandenong Primary School.
Oh, yeah.
But we're still working through Exactly where that will go on the site, the poor principal. There's you know, every site means that they lose a bit of the primary school ground. So negotiation, but the school has been very generous and very welcoming of us. So we will move there, and we have Selby is quite closely associated with the primary school already. They're just across the road. We are increasing our hours already. So next year we have, for some of our kindergartens, moved to up to 10 hours free kinder for some three-year-olds. Mm-hmm. And it also means for kindergartens, we all have to look at our model, because most of our kindergartens are only in one, run from one room, and they're all council buildings.
Yep.
Yeah. So these reforms are going to be very difficult to incorporate, because if you think about all those hours, you can't actually fit them all in unless we change our model. So for some kindergartens, we'll have to potentially move to having 3 and 4 year olds together. And some of our kindergartens are already doing that quite successfully, and some are quite fearful of that idea. And they've always had one lot, you know, they've had the 4 year olds, and then they've had the separate group for the 3 year olds, and they prefer to do it that way for lots of reasons. It's a lot of change, and there's a lot of considerations that the whole sector is trying to work through. Ella, our peak organisation, is running a whole lot of sort of consultations, and we're giving a lot of feedback to the Department of Education about how this is actually going to work on the ground now that it's been announced. But it is very exciting. It means for families there will be far more access to early education than there has been in the past, and it won't cost anything. That's pretty exciting.
It's very good, Gabby. I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more.
Yarra Valley FM acknowledges the traditional owners, the Wurundjeri people, as the custodians of this land we broadcast from. We pay respects to elders past, present and emerging.
Otherwise, I can't guarantee the sun's going to shine tomorrow, because it's going to be 15 degrees and showers. But I put those two songs in just to remind that as we get into this period that everything will work its way out. Gabby, just before we go on and talk something about the Yarra Rangers Kindergartens, what does Christmas Day at Gabby's house look like? Do you have a family day, or what's Christmas Day at Gabby's house?
Well, Christmas Day at Gabby's house is going to be very exciting this year because it's not going to be at our house. It's going to be at our brand new run-down little beach shack at Locksport. So we're very, very excited. We've got all the dogs coming. There's going to be five dogs and the children, partners, parents. It's going to be mad. It's going to be fun madness. And there's going to be hopefully heat and lots of swimming.
Yeah, we hope it's going to be nice and warm, don't we?
We do, we do. And we often do a theme, a cooking theme. My children are both really good cooks, much better than us. so we haven't actually decided the theme for this year, but every year is pretty good food-wise. We're very lucky.
Oh, terrific. Yeah, well, we do wish you well. We hope you have a terrific time. Gabby, you'd like to say thanks to the staff because they've actually had a pretty tough 3 years, haven't they?
Look, they absolutely have. And, I was thinking about that actually with those songs, and I hope that some of our staff have heard those because it has, like I said in the earlier part of our chat, it has been very demanding, and it's been another very hard year on top of two hard years. I think for sessional kinders it was particularly hard. Primary schools and high schools were closed, but kinders still kept going, and that was, in the early days pretty worrying. People didn't know how they were going to be impacted themselves, but still had to go to work, presented lots of challenges. So, I wanted to say a huge thank you to all of our staff, both in the kinders, but also the not to be forgotten head office staff as well. We often thank our kinder staff, kindergarten staff, and so we should, because they're absolutely amazing, dedicated, passionate people, and provide an amazing sort of wraparound service to our children and our families and our community. But I also wanted to say a big, big thank you to our head office staff as well. I'm in there with them most days, and they keep everything else running, and there's only a few of them comparative, and they've just done a fabulous job as well under really challenging circumstances this year. The employment market, as we've tried to strengthen our head office to keep up with our growing kindergartens, has been pretty challenging because the market, as everyone knows, is very difficult. Yep. We've been very fortunate in that we've got some great new staff and been able to keep some fantastic existing staff. But I want to recognise them as well as all of our kindergarten staff.
Terrific.
They've been amazing.
Gabby, I also, I guess some of your staff would have also had the same problem of trying to homeschool as well too, wouldn't they?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Yes. Some of our staff have had children that are at primary school and high school as well. Yep.
And that's been a real challenge for them as well, because not only are they trying to support other families, but they're trying to support their own family at the same time.
That's right. And that's where it really, it takes a community to raise a child. So a lot of our teaching staff, our educators, they are very dedicated. So when they've had children sick themselves, they've had to call in on, in-laws and family and everyone else to be able to provide care for their children so they can continue to come and teach children that, to service our community. So it's been a real juggle this year for people.
And I guess,
and then if you throw in some floods as well, for example, they're very resilient, very resilient, and we're very lucky that we've had a great relationship with Yarraranger's Council and the Department of Education as well, because we've actually had to this year move another kinder, our Churnside kinder. Kindergarten has actually had to physically move this year because they've been completely flooded and their building is not inhabitable. So, again, thank you, especially to you guys, your resilience, to our ops manager that's helped with that, Marta. It's just been huge, huge, huge year.
and I guess the unfortunate part is that it's also the stress was hanging over our heads for the first half of the year. Could we all of a sudden, at short notice, have to go back into lockdown?
Yes. Yes.
That creates a lot of stress.
It does. And again, like you were saying, we also have people that have children. So naturally, even if they don't have COVID, they have to stay in lockdown and prepare for their children, which has put another strain on the system because we don't have as much relief staff as we've had in the past. Yeah. COVID, people made decisions, and this sector, just like everywhere else, some people are deciding to come to the sector, but more are deciding that it's too hard. They want to do something else, but they want to stay at home with their own children. So When we have had staff that have needed to stay at home with their own children, occasionally we've actually had to shut kindergartens for small periods of time because we haven't been able to get the staff. So we also have a big appreciation to our families out there who've been very understanding and flexible and really supportive of us, not kicking up a fuss when it's been impossible to run a kindergarten.
All right, we've just got back another quick break. Look, it wouldn't be me if I didn't put something in around Christmas. Christmas is fast coming up, so I've got Brenda Lee, and this is the most played song right around the world coming into Christmas.
Rocking around the Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop. Rocking around the Christmas tree, let the Christmas spirit ring. Later we'll have some pumpkin pie and we'll do some caroling. You will get a sentimental feeling when you hear.
That's Brenda Lee and Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. I'm sure I'll be playing that on Sunday between 12 and 3 in Music Memories and More, along with quite a few other Christmas songs. I love Christmas and I think it's a terrific time of the year, but I do need to acknowledge that some people, it's a very sad time for them. So there are plenty or there are a number of places where you can go for free community lunches. So if you're going to be by yourself on Christmas Day, have a look at a lot of the council sites or Salvation Army sites or church sites. There's generally a few places where you can go and get a Christmas lunch, because people shouldn't be at home on Christmas Day. So, you know, we do encourage you, please do something about it. But we're talking to Gabby from the Yarra Rangers Council. Gabby, first of all, how we can only encourage people that if they want to get onto this free kinder, I mean, obviously when things are free, everybody wants to get onto it, so they need to get hold of you fairly quickly. So how are they going to find out more, please, Gabby?
Look, in the first instance, if in doubt, ever in doubt, give us a call. The number there is 9726-0439. You can also contact us via our enrolments email address. So that's enrolments@yrkinders.org. And lastly, if you need any information, you can also have a look at our website, www.yrkinders.com/. But we are closed only between those days between Christmas and New Year, and then we'll have skeletal staff, meaning not really thin people, or maybe there will be thin people.
Well, it won't be after Christmas.
Maybe not after Christmas, yes. The smallest smattering of staff, but we should be able to answer your questions, and if ever we can't, we always find out and ring you back. So we will make sure we get our answers to you and assist you with the process if you're getting stuck.
So that's 9726-0439. Yep. So give them a ring, and I'm sure, look, every child deserves to be given the best chance by the time they get to start primary school. Otherwise, if they start there, they behind the eight ball, they're going to suffer the whole way through school. And I mean, I know that people are doing it tough, but you can't do better than get it free, can you, Gabby?
That's right. That's right. And like I said, look, if people are struggling, you can talk to your teacher about, you know, reducing your hours a little bit until, and particularly at the beginning, if children are struggling, they're finding it hard to say, you know, goodbye to mum or dad or grandma or whoever in the family it is that takes them. We will work with them. All of the kindergartens encourage any, you know, families to drop in, to spend some time in there. Anyone that wants to volunteer and in families and come and, you know, read a book or help us on our gardening days, those sorts of things. We really sort of try to see ourselves as part of the community and really encourage the community. So families are welcome to come at any time and see how their little one's doing. And they are really welcome to join in our educational sessions, book reading or helping with painting or outside play. We try to encourage our children to do as much inside and outside play as possible. And as I said, families are always welcome to come and give a hand, pop in, say a quick hello. Whatever it is that families can do, even if it's just once. You know, we have some families, one of the kindergartens just recently was telling me that they have a dad that he wants to keep in touch, but all he can manage is an hour, a lunch break, 1 hour a month. And he does that and it works really well. So he just pops in for an hour, sees his child, meets his child's friends, reads a book, and then he goes back to his office.
So you're quite happy to have volunteers. It's not a case when the young person walks in the door, they disappear. You're quite happy for the parents to get involved.
Yes, and in fact, you know, at our parent education and information night, a lot of them were really reinforcing that they would like families to come, that it's an open space. We don't want it to be a mystery. Given again, like I said, 21 kindergartens, they're all going to do it slightly different, but each kindergarten will tell you how that works best for them, and most certainly people are welcome to come in.
Sounds good to me. And so that's 97260439. And what was the website again, please, Gabby?
www.yrkinders.com. And enrolments at yrkinders.org.
I guess this is a great time for the parents because a lot of I don't know whether are they finished yet. I know a lot of the kinders have a wind-up. I went to my granddaughter's wind-up last Friday night. They had a little party for the kids and they invited mum and dad and the grandparents along. So it's a great time for the kids too.
That's right. They do. They aren't winding up. No, they're not winding up this week, sadly for them. But all of our kindergartens, they do a celebration on their last day, and they all have different days because we're sessional. We have we run different days, you know, depending on family and community needs. So the days will be different for each kindergarten, but the same in that there's always some sort of celebration. There's always a celebration for 4-year-olds that will be moving on to school, and a celebration also welcoming our 3-year-olds to think about their 4-year-old experience next year and new ones as well. So there's always lots of celebrating in at Yarra Ranges kindergartens.
Oh, that's terrific. Gabby, I'll throw a quick one at you just as we're getting very close having to wind up. What's the best thing that's happened to Gabby and Yarra Ranges Kindergarten in the last 12 months?
The best thing that's happened? Oh, you put me on the spot now.
I thought I would. I didn't mean to do that. Well, is it the fact that you're able to keep going for the whole 12 months without any break?
Probably. I think, yes, look, for many of us, it's been a really big year. One of the best things I think is this is our first year that we've had a strategic plan in the history of Yarra Ranges Kindergarten.
Oh, yeah.
So developing that built on what the staff and the had sort of developed last year and finalising that year and getting that plan done and a really spanking new annual report was also a highlight for me. It looks great. You know, go to our website and find the link They were probably the one. There's been lots and lots of achievements, I think. For me personally, I've also got almost a brand new executive team. So I was really lucky to inherit Marta, who manages operations, and I've got a new team. So that also was a highlight for me. They're fantastic, skilled, dedicated people. So there's probably too many to bring forward.
Gabby, look, unfortunately, I've got to go. The 1 o'clock news is knocking on the door, but thank you for your time again, and we'll get you back probably in March, and you can tell us how the first quarter went and tell us what you've got planned for the second quarter. I hope your trip down to the holiday house on Christmas Day is a terrific day for you.
Thank you. Thank you all, and Merry Christmas to everyone, and special thanks, as I said, to all my staff at Yarrangers Kinders. You guys are fantastic.
No worries. Thanks, Gabby. Bye.
Okay, bye.